We've been stops and we stop ourselves with penalties and drop balls, and Fitzy's playing really well, and the other Kendall and Justin are making plays. But we just, if we clean that stuff up, we have a chance to be a really good team and go get this victory.
You could have gotten into OT with a field goal, but I mean, I get the sense that you wanted to finish that drive off with a touchdown. I mean, and was
yes,
that said?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we're going to be smart about it, and Fitz did a great job in that situation because there were some tough looks. They're dropping eight. You're asking them to make a big-time throw to fit one in a tight window in those situations. And, you know, he found Kendall and did a great job in those situations. I didn't want to go to overtime.
Same time.
Big for them, you know, big for Kendall to get his first 100-yard game. It's as productive as he's been for him to finally break 100. I know that was a big deal to him. It's, you know, and for Justin, that's just a thing. That's a tell of things that are going to come from him. He's a really special player. He made some tough catches today that really helped us on third down. The one, like I said, the one touchdown that in the third quarter, to me, was the biggest play of the game because it changed the momentum when we finished and went down and scored on that drive.
What's it mean for him to stay on his feet on that play? Guys were joking about his tendency.
Oh, they call him Bambi. Yeah, it was big, you know, because when he cut back, my first thought was, oh, tuck the ball away because it's getting away from his body a little bit. And then you see his speed and his quickness, though, because I'm thinking, wait, we got a big play. We're going to have the ball in the 40 or whatever it was, and he just runs around the guy. And those guys, Oakland can run. They're the fast team, so it's a lot of credit to Justin. It shows you how fast he really is.
And Fitzpatrick, probably not known for his legs, but
he's very underrated. Underrated because there are some things, you know, and I get on him because he did it in the Indy game, the Monday night game. There are a couple times when he just takes off running because he wants to make plays with his legs, and we got guys open. But, you know, he is a good runner. I still don't think he gets enough credit for that stuff, you know, be able to move and extend plays. You know, it's a big day for him on his birthday. Throw for 300 yards, 56% on third down, which is a huge stat for him. But the biggest one is no turnovers and staying with it when things aren't going well, battling adversity. And, you know, I think that the team stuck together. That's why I was really excited about it. That's a big win for us in a lot of different ways.
He gave you a touchdown catch at the end of the game. What's your present to him? Did you get him anything on it?
I didn't. I just told him we'd keep running the no-huddle stuff and letting him throw it around as long as he didn't turn the ball over. Yeah. That's my present to him.
You guys have the last three times against the Colts felt like should have
won.
Coming up and blow out now again.
Yeah, that, I don't think the blowout matters as much as we played really well in the first half of that game. We need to find a way to finish. It's two times in a row we've lost a game that, you know, it was two games that I've called that we need to find a way to put them away. You know, we come out, I think the second game last year was 20-7 at the half and 17-6 at this one. And, you know, I thought we moved the ball well in the last game. I thought we played pretty decent as an offense. We just need to find a way to score one more time third or fourth quarter.
How do you ride the momentum off this win? This win like this,
get your butt back to work. You know, there's no riding anything. Right now, I think that we're fortunate because I think everything went our way in the playoff hunt. I think that we're exactly what happened, but it doesn't matter because now it's a series of one-game seasons, and we need to play well each week, or we'll be sitting home watching, and our goal is to get in the playoffs, but we need to win this next game. That's the only thing we can worry about.
Down the sideline.
Yeah, I used to have speed back in the day. I'm going to have to go get in the training room, ice my hamstrings.
That's impressive.